Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. Worship Your holy name. The sun comes up.
Family Church of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, for He is good and His mercies endure forever. Wherever you are in the world, it's 7 o'clock in the morning here in Oklahoma of the United States of America. But wherever you are, our God is the same. As we have been praying for the world, the earthquake that happened yesterday in Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, other countries there, God was there. He will never leave you. That is our main message. Our mission is to tell you that God will never leave you. And so we just thank you for joining us today as we share the word of God. My name is Apostle Robin Tabish, and we are honored to have you here. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, or maybe want to contact us to come to your church or event, just contact us there. There's the information of our website and our phone number. But we thank you for joining us today. And let's go into prayer. Father, we just thank you. We thank you for this time, Lord, for this season. Let ears be open to hear your word today. God, that you never leave us. You never forsake us. You are wonderful. You are awesome, oh Father. Lord, we thank you for your spirit in our life. We just thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you again for joining us today. We have a special message on our heart. It is in the book of Nehemiah. It's after 1st and 2nd Chronicles and the book of Ezra. It's the book of Nehemiah. He was known as the builder. He rebuilt Jerusalem. And I want you to focus on this message today, that this is even for us. As God rebuilds our lives through Jesus Christ and His word. And we're starting in the book of Nehemiah chapter 1. And this is verse 5, and I shall read some of this to you. It is Nehemiah's prayer to God, but I always say that it is Robin's prayer to God. Verse 5 in chapter 1. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible and wonderful God that keeps covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Verse 6. Let your ear now be attentive, your eyes upon me, that thou mayest hear the prayer of your servant, of your child, O Lord, which I pray before thee day and night, for the children of Israel, the children of you, O God, your servants, your children that you have brought in. This is my addition to the prayer that you have brought in by Jesus Christ, thy servant, and we confess our sins, and we have sinned against you, Lord. Verse 7, we have dealt very corruptible against thee. We pray, people, for our nations, for the world, that we humble ourselves before God, that he will exalt us, that he protects us, even during hail, earthquakes, famine, tornadoes, destruction. We humble ourselves before the Lord. In verse 8, chapter 1 of Nehemiah, make this your prayer today for you, the ministry, your family, the earth. Remember, I beseech thee, O God, the word that thou commandest the servant Moses, saying, if your transgressions, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if you turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into uttermost parts of the heavens, yet will I gather them from hence and will bring them unto a place I have chosen to set my name there. In verse 10, it says, now these are thy servants and thy people, whom thou hast redeemed by thy great power and by thy strong hand. In verse 11, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servants and to the prayer of thy servants, who desire to fear thy name, and prosper, I pray thee, thy servants this day, and grant mercy in the sight of this man, of the king of the whole world, Father God, we pray. So this is Nehemiah asking God for divine favor with the king, Lord, with the people, with the entire project that God has called us to. And as we pray this, we say, O Lord, I beseech thee, prosper me, O Lord, with favor. And as we go on and read, I encourage you to read this book. It's wonderful. It's rebuilding Jerusalem, but yet showing you how to manage people, how to trust God. No matter what, you'll be ridiculed by your enemies, by people, by family, by friends. You'll be put down. In verse chapter 2, in verse 19, it says, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, what is this thing that you do? In verse 20, Nehemiah said, then I answered them and said unto them, the God of heaven, he will prosper us. The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore, we, his servants, will arise and build. But ye have no portion, no right, nor memorial in Jerusalem. The enemy has no part of your life, of the ministry God has called you. God will prosper you, no matter if people are laughing at you or ridiculing you. It goes on to describe how he assigned certain parts of the wall of Jerusalem to be built by certain families, different tribes. And in, chapter 4 of Nehemiah, in verse 14, And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not afraid of them, of your enemies, of people that ridicule and try to take your life. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fights for you, brethren, your sons, your daughters, and wives, and your houses. God fights for you. You are doing the work. It goes on and says that even his friends said, come on, get in here, hide, hurry. They're going to come and get you. They will kill you. But Nehemiah stood strong before the Lord. And he said in verse 3 of chapter 6, he said, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, which I leave it, and come down to you? Yes, then they sent unto me 4 times. They sent unto Nehemiah, come, hide, get down from the walls, quit building. Don't listen to people. They will say, oh, you're wasting your time. This isn't great. God doesn't want you doing this. But listen to the Lord. He said, why should I come down and hear unto you? Why shall I cease the work of the Lord? And he just kept on building, kept on doing God's work. Don't fear. God is with you. And he said in verse chapter 5, verse 19, I like this. Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people. He will hear you, people. He will hear you. Believe that God is hearing you. And it goes on and describes everything that Nehemiah was doing for the Lord. He did not listen to the enemy. And as people quote this famous verse of chapter 8, verse 10, then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions unto them for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy unto the Lord. Each and every day, everybody, is holy unto the Lord. Whether neither be sorry, don't be down. For the joy of the Lord is our strength, the joy of God. You got to talk to yourself. Tell yourself, your mind, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. Think on good and pure things, as Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 says. Think on those things. For the joy of the Lord is our strength. In John 15:11, your joy is full because Jesus gave you his joy, his peace, his goodness. Don't stop building. Don't stop doing what God has called you to do, no matter what the people, the enemies, the friends, the family says. You look straight unto God. Yes, we must seek wise counsel, but when God has something, just do it. Do it unto the Lord, and he will direct you. As we stated in the first chapter of Nehemiah, verse 11, O Lord, I beseech thee, let thy ear be attentive of your prayer, of our prayers, your children, your servants. I pray thee, thy servant this day, to prosper us, to grant us favor and your mercy, O Lord. Let's pray. Thank you for these people today, that they hear your spirit, that you will never leave us, never forsake us. Heal the lives, God. Heal their hearts. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Well, until Friday, I have a special guest coming with us, 7 o'clock in the morning. God bless you.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy name.